From WFIU Public Media and the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations, welcome to the Moment of Indiana History podcast with your host, Dan Skinner.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals and institutions reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.
An Ode to Autumn, James Whitcomb Riley's Punkin' Poem. On this moment of Indiana history. As the days grow brisker and the leaves take on brilliant hues, many Americans make use of an expression born in Indiana. When the frost is on the pumpkin is the opening phrase of a classic poem by James Whitcomb Riley. Remembered as the Hoosier poet, Riley was one of the big four writers at the heart of Indiana's golden age of literature, from 1880 to 1920. Born in Greenfield in 1849, Riley left school at 16 to try his hand at various artistic endeavors. Frustrated in his early attempts to get published, Riley passed along one of his works as a lost masterpiece by Edgar Allan Poe and promptly saw it published in the Kokomo Tribune. Though he was unmasked, Riley went on to find his literary niche behind another nom de plume. Appearing in the Indianapolis Journal under the byline Benjamin F. Johnson of Boone were poems populated by a folksy set of characters professing sentimental themes and homespun philosophy in a rural vernacular. Published in 1883, Riley's first collection, The Old Swimmin' Hole and 11 More Poems, went on to sell a half a million copies. Along with Little Orphant Annie, that collection included Riley's celebrated Pean to Fall. Oh, it sets my heart to clickin' like the tickin' of a clock when the frost is on the pumpkin and the fodder's in the stock. This Moment of Indiana History is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.